kid's coming with me.
Previously on The Mandalorian, a bounty hunter takes aim at the child through a sniper rifle. Kara shoots him from behind. On Tatooine, the Mandalorian shoots Toro. Another rival bounty hunter engages the Razor Crest in a dogfight. The Mandalorian outmaneuvers the enemy craft and blasts it away.
Who's he tracking?
The kid.
Then they'll keep coming.
Yes.
The Razor Crest comes in for a landing inside a hangar bay that resembles a mechanic's garage, with sparks showering down from the ceiling and large pieces of ship scattered everywhere. The Mandalorian disembarks and glances around. He ambles across the hangar floor, drawing surly looks from mechanics as they pass him by. One man raises his welding mask to eyeball the helmeted bounty hunter.
Mando!
He turns to see another man with a bushy gray beard.
Is that you under that bucket?
Ran?
They shake hands.
I didn't really know if I'd ever see you in these parts again. Good to see you. You know what? To be honest, I was a little surprised when you reached out to me. You know, because I hear things. Like maybe things between you and the guild aren't working out.
I'll be fine.
Okay, well, you know the policy. No questions. And you, you're welcome back here anytime.
They cross a catwalk.
So what's the job?
Yeah, one of our associates ran afoul of some competitors and got himself caught. So I'm putting together a crew to spring him. It's a 5-person job, I got 4. All I need is the ride. And you brought it.
He eyes the Razor Crest.
The ship wasn't part of the deal.
Well, the crest is the only reason I let you back in here.
The Mandalorian stares at him through his visor.
What's the look? Is that gratitude? I think it is.
Now, the two of them cross the chop shop to a bald guy wearing a rig that's strapped with blasters.
Hey, Mayfield.
Yeah?
This is Mando. The guy was telling you about. We used to do jobs way back when.
This is the guy?
Yeah, we were all young, trying to make a name for ourselves. You know, but running with a Mandalorian, that brought us some reputation.
Oh, yeah? What did he get out of it?
I asked him that one time. You remember what you said, Mando? Target practice.
Target practice.
Man, we did some crazy stuff, didn't we?
That was a long time ago.
Wow. Well, I don't go out anymore. You understand? So, Mayfeld, he's gonna run point on this job. If he says it, it's like it's coming from me. You good with that?
You tell me.
You haven't changed one bit.
Yeah, well, things have changed around here.
Yeah, well, Mayfeld, he's one of the best trigger men I've ever seen. Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise-ass.
Drawing looks from the other two, Mayfeld strides off. Ran flashes his old friend a grin.
Don't take long, does it?
They all convene outside the Mandalorian ship.
Razor Crest? I can't believe that thing can fly. It's like a Canto Bite slot machine. All right, the good-looking fellow there with the horns, that's Berg.
A huge Deveronian bruiser throws down a crate.
This may surprise you, but he's our muscle.
Berg gets in the Mandalorian's face and sneers. He circles the bounty hunter.
So this is a Mandalorian. I thought they'd be bigger.
droid's name is Zero.
Carrying a rifle, a modified RA-7 protocol droid walks over to the Mandalorian and studies him with his big bug-like eyes.
I thought you said you had four.
He does.
The bounty hunter turns to find a purple-skinned Twi'lek twirling a knife in her fingers. A leather headpiece straps from her chin to the bases of her two thick skull tentacles.
Hello, Mando.
Shion.
Tell me why I shouldn't cut you down where you stand.
She brings the blade to his throat.
Nice to see you too.
I missed you.
She taps the knife on his new armor.
This is shiny. Wear it well.
Do we need to leave the room or something?
Poor Shion's been a little heartbroken since Mando left our group.
Oh, you gonna be okay, sweetheart?
Oh, more business now. Not from the past.
All right, lovebirds. Break it up till you get on the ship. Right now, we don't have much time.
Shion gives the Mandalorian a wink as she follows Ran and Mayfeld to the Razor Crest. Berg lingers behind and gets in the newbie's face again.
Tiny.
A title appears over black, The Mandalorian. Chapter 6, The Prisoner. On board the Crest.
Fuel.
Zero plugs into the system.
Navigation. Hyperdrive. Landing gear. Comms.
Mando.
A hologram glitches. The Mandalorian stands outside the ship.
So, package is being moved on a fortified transport ship.
Mayfeld activates a hologram.
Now, we got a limited window to board, find our friend, get him out of there before they make their jump.
That's a New Republic prison ship. Your man wasn't taken by a rival syndicate, he was arrested.
So what?
A job is a job.
That's a max security transport, and I'm not looking for that kind of heat.
Well, neither are we. So just don't mess up.
The good news for you is the ship is manned by droids. You still hate the machines, Mando.
Despite recent modifications, the ship is still quite a mess. The power lines are leaking, the navigation is intermittent, and the hyperdrive is only operating at 67.3% efficiency. We have much better ships. Why are we using this one?
Because the Razor Crest is off the old Imperial and the New Republic grid. It's a ghost.
Yeah, and we need a ship that can get close enough to jam New Republic code. So, when we drop out of hyperspace here, if we immediately bank into this kind of attitude, we should be right in their blind spot. Which will give us just enough time for your ship to scramble our signal.
It's not possible, even for the Crest.
That's why he's flying.
Ran nods to Zero.
Mando, I know you're a pretty good pilot, but we need you on the trigger, not on the wheel.
Don't worry, Mandalorian. My response time is quicker than Organic's, and I'm smarter too.
All right, that's good. Forgive the programming, he's a little rough around the edges. But he is the best.
How can you trust it?
You know me, man. I don't trust anybody.
Ran hangs back in the hangar as the others board the ship.
Just like the good old days, Mando. Huh?
The bushy-bearded mastermind opens his arms jovially. Looking down on him from the top of the ramp, the Mandalorian presses the control to close the gangway. The hatch hinges shut. The Razor Crest levitates off the floor of the hangar, and its landing gear retracts inside its underbelly. Ran gives a friendly little salute as he watches it withdraw from the landing bay and turn itself around. The Razor Crest flies clear of the scepter-shaped space station before firing up its engines and swooping off through the star system. On board, Berg paces in front of Shion.
Will you sit down?
He pounds the ceiling. Shion bares her fangs at him. In the cockpit, the Mandalorian watches Zero use a scomp link from his robotic arm to interface with the computer.
Calculations complete. Jumping to hyperspace. Now. Feel free to join the others. I will handle it from here.
The bounty hunter exits. In the common area, Berg plays with the buttons to the weapons cabinet and gets it to open, revealing the Mandalorian's fully stocked arsenal inside. Behind him, the bounty hunter drops in from the cockpit level, sees him snooping, and punches a control on his wrist plate. The cabinet closes in Berg's face. He gives it an angry shove. As he reaches for the buttons to the sleeping quarter, the Mandalorian grabs his arm.
Hey, okay, I get it. I'm a little particular about my personal space, too. So let's just do this job. We get in, we get out, and you don't have to see our faces anymore.
Someone tell me why we even need a Mandalorian.
Well, apparently they're the greatest warriors in the galaxy. So they say.
But why are they all dead?
Well, you flew with them, Shion. Is he as good as they say?
Ask him about the job on Alzok 3.
I did what I had to.
Oh, but you liked it. See, I know who you really are.
He never takes off the helmet?
Shion shakes her head.
This is the way.
I wonder what you look like under there.
The Mandalorian just stares at him.
Maybe he's a Gungan. Is that why Yusa don't want to show your face?
He turns back to Shion.
You ever seen his face?
A lady never tells.
Oh, come on, Mando. We all gotta trust each other here. You gotta show us something. Come on, just lift the helmet up. Come on. Let us all see your eyes.
Berg reaches for the Mandalorian's helmet. As the Mandalorian fends him off, the sleeping quarter gets opened in the struggle and reveals the child.
Whoa, what is that? You get lonely up here, buddy? Huh?
He gestures between Shion and the Mandalorian.
Wait a minute. Did you two make that? Huh? What is it, like a pet or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Didn't take you for the type. Maybe that code of yours has made you soft.
Me, I was never really into pets. Yeah, I didn't have the temperament. Patience, you know? I mean, I tried, but never worked out. But I'm thinking, maybe I'll try again.
He picks up the child.
This little fella.
Mayfeld pretends to drop him, causing the Mandalorian to flinch reactively.
Dropping out of hyperspace.
Streaking stars briefly surround the ship before it lurches out of hyperspace.
Commencing final approach. Now. Cloaking signal. Now.
Zero aggressively banks the ship, tossing everyone around. The child goes bouncing across the floor.
Engaging coupling.
The Razor Crest swings around on top of the prison ship and attaches to a port in its hull. The Mandalorian returns the child to his bunk.
Coupling confirmed. We are down. And relax. Commence extraction. Now.
That useless droid didn't even give us a proper countdown.
Berg angrily hurls a crate. Mayfeld speaks into a comlink.
See, you sure they can't see us?
The Razor Crest is scrambling our signature, and I'm inside the prison system. It's impressive that this gunship has survived the Empire without being impounded.
All right, we got a job to do, Mando. You're up.
The armor-plated bounty hunter kneels to a hatch in the floor and punches in a sequence on his wrist plate. It opens to the port atop the prison ship. As Shion whispers something in Mayfeld's ear, the Mandalorian notices. With a smirk, she walks over to the open hatch. Mayfeld follows, pulling two guns from his thigh holsters. The Mandalorian plugs a device into the floor and eyes its blinking display. The crew all waits. A hatch in the prison ship's port irises open. The Mandalorian detaches the device and rises. Mayfeld eyes his three cohorts.
It's me?
Always you.
The team leader sways anxiously on his feet, then gets down on his knees beside the open hatch. His head and shoulders drop upside down through the hole, and he points one of his guns inside the prison ship for a quick scan. He waits for a line of security droids to glide by at the end of a corridor, then athletically swings himself down to his feet. As the others get ready to join him, Mayfeld raises his comlink.
Zero.
Shion drops in.
Get us to the control room.
The Mandalorian looks to Berg, who jumps down through the hatch next. Zero scans through schematics in the cockpit.
Sub-level 3. Disabling onboard surveillance.
Preparing to follow the others down, the Mandalorian pauses and looks toward the closed sleeping quarter. He jumps, landing spryly on his feet, then draws his blaster.
All right, we're on the clock. Second we engage, those droids are going to be all over us.
I know the drill.
A schematic shows four lights flickering on.
Bio trackers activated. I've got eyes.
All right, let's go.
They proceed cautiously through the prison ship, Mayfeld and the Mandalorian leading the way with their guns out. They cross a wide corridor lined with clean white cell doors on either side. Semicircles of barred windows show glimpses of the scowling prisoners inside, including a four-armed Ardenian. The Mandalorian meets the cold gaze of a uniformed Imperial officer inside one of the cells.
I don't like this.
You always were paranoid.
Is that true, Mando? Were you always paranoid?
Mayfeld startles as an ogre-like prisoner pounds on his door. Shion mockingly bares her fangs at the inmate.
Approaching control room. Make a left at the next juncture.
Mayfeld peeks out around the corner, then waves the Mandalorian ahead. Taking cover beside a cell, the Mandalorian then waves for Mayfeld to proceed. As the other two join them, they're all startled by a small mouse droid rolling in.
What? You're just a little mousey.
Come here, little
Fuck.
Mousey, come here.
Fuck. Come here.
As it quickly retreats, Berg blasts it.
No! Berg, what are you doing?
What?
Blaster-wielding droids march in.
Intruder alert. Open fire.
The crew takes cover by the cell doors. They try to return fire, but the barrage of lasers keeps them pinned down.
We're too exposed here!
They get a signal out, it's not gonna matter!
A robotic arm unfurls from the back of Mayfeld's rig and fires a small gun.
Let's go! You're supposed to be some special...
The Mandalorian's gone.
I knew it!
They see him striding into the corridor behind the droids with his blaster and vibroblade. He runs and slides, slashing a leg joint from the first droid, then kicks down a second and blasts a third. One of the droids slams into a cell door. While ducking its punches, he flings his blade into another droid's vision screen. Shion moves to help him, but Mayfeld stops her. A blast floors the Mandalorian. He fires his grappling cord into a droid's head and yanks it into one of its comrades, then jerks the head clean off, sending it tumbling over to an impressed Mayfeld. The Mandalorian scorches one of the last two droids with his flamethrower and pulls it to the ground with his cord, causing it to drop its blaster rifle. Picking it up, he uses it to club the other droid before finishing it off with a shot clean through the head. His crewmates watch in amazement as he tosses the blaster rifle aside. They swagger past him.
Make sure you clean up your mess.
A grinning Shion gives the Mandalorian a pat. Berg intentionally body checks him as he hurries after the others. A view through the blast hole in the last droid's head shows the whole crew running off.
It seems your presence has been detected. Redirecting security alert away from your position.
Z, open the door!
But I'm detecting an organic signature.
Yeah, okay!
All right, just open the door!
A door lifts open to reveal a human crew member wielding a blaster in the control room.
Stop! Just stop! Right there!
The intruders slowly spread out inside.
You put down your blasters right now.
Mayfeld eyes the man's crisp uniform.
Nice shoes.
Put down your blasters.
Matches his belt.
There were only supposed to be droids on this ship.
Hang on. See here, cell 221. All right, now for our well-dressed friend.
The soldier wields a remote.
Whoa, hey. Easy, egghead. Put that down. Come on.
Easy.
Put it down. Now!
Easy. Nobody has to get hurt here. Just calm down.
What is that thing?
It's a tracking beacon.
If he presses that thing, we're all done. A New Republic attack team will hone in on that signal and blow us all to hell. Put it down.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
You didn't think we needed to know that tiny little detail?
I didn't think we'd get to this point.
Yet here we are.
Are you questioning my managerial style, Shion?
No, sir.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, listen to me, okay? Look.
The Mandalorian holsters his gun.
Hey, put it down.
Are you crazy?
Put it down. What's your name?
It's Davin.
Davin, we're not here for you. We're here for a prisoner. If you let us go about our job, you can walk away with your life.
No, we won't.
They all draw on each other.
You realize what you're gonna bring down on us?
You think I care about that?
We're not killing anybody, you understand?
Get that blaster out of my face, Mando.
I can't do that.
Get that blaster out of my face, Mando!
Don't.
Shion slings a vibroblade into the soldier, bringing him down to the floor, dead.
Would you both just shut up?
Mayfeld puts away his guns.
Crazy Twee. Had it under control.
Yeah, looked like it.
They see a sequence of lights blinking on the tracking beacon.
Was that thing blinking before? Was it?
Zero to Mayfeld. Zero to Mayfeld.
What?
I've detected a New Republic distress signal homing in on your location. You have approximately 20 minutes.
We only need 5.
Let's go. Move.
The Mandalorian stares at the downed soldier for a moment before running after the others. Meanwhile, a security droid hovers through a junction of cell blocks. The crew runs right into view. Without breaking stride, Berg grabs the droid and smashes it to the floor. As another security droid comes around the corner, he flings the first one into it, then turns his back on the ensuing explosion with a brutish sneer. Shion bounces giddily. Berg flexes his arms and cricks his neck. Mayfeld gives an impressed nod. Bringing up the rear, the Mandalorian keeps them covered with his pistol as they all make their way to a specific cell. Mayfeld plugs a dongle into a locking mechanism on the doorframe.
See, open it up!
You have 15 minutes remaining.
Open it up!
A dial spins on the mechanism and the door opens. Inside sits a purple Twi'lek.
Quinn.
Funny. The man who left me behind is now my savior.
Quinn walks up to him.
Mando.
Berg pounds the Mandalorian inside the cell. As Mayfeld shuts the door, the bounty hunter fires a blast, but it ricochets off the walls.
Brother! Sister!
Attack's on the way! He's already dead meat! Let's go!
Oh, it's better this way!
You deserve this!
Let's go!
Back inside the cockpit of the Razor Crest.
Mando.
Zero adjusts the frequency of the hologram.
I received your transmission.
On your return, deliver the quarry directly to the client.
Interesting.
Zero, we got shit.
I found some information on the Mandalorian from the Bounty Hunters Guild.
Yeah, do whatever. Just get us off the ship.
You have 10 minutes remaining.
Meanwhile, a patrol droid marches down a cell block. The Mandalorian looks out his barred windows and watches it pass by. He cocks his wrist control. His grappling line shoots out and wraps around the droid's head. He wheels it into the cell door. The droid fires its rifle through the window, and the shot ricochets around the Mandalorian, who grabs the weapon's muzzle and yanks the droid's arm clean off. He then blasts it through the head, and it collapses. The Mandalorian swats a chunk of the droid off the window ledge. He grabs its severed arm off the floor and gives it a twist, extending a scomp link out of its wrist joint. As he inserts it into a wall port, it dials an unlocking sequence. On board the Razor Crest, Zero sees the Mandalorian's tracker dot on the move. The bounty hunter runs back into the control room with his pistol at the ready. Eyeing a bank of security monitors, he holsters his sidearm and dials a sequence on an instrument panel. Meanwhile, the rest of the crew is on the run.
Zero to
Mayfeld. Wait.
Zero to Mayfeld.
Yeah?
You have a potential problem. He has escaped.
Ah! I told you we should have ended
him. I know.
The cell block goes dark and emergency lights come on. All around them, doors start sealing shut.
Go!
The Mandalorian watches on the control room monitors as a closing door separates Quinn and Mayfeld from Shion and Berg.
Zero to Mayfeld. Mayfeld, do you copy?
Zero's schematic is overcome with static.
It seems comms are no longer functioning. Therefore, you cannot hear me. You are on your own.
He turns and sees the child standing in the cockpit doorway.
Curious.
Berg pounds the door, blocking his path.
It's all right. You and the Devoronian.
Split up. Find Mando and kill him.
And find a way back to the ship.
Zero! We need a path.
On the Razor Crest, the child perks his ears up and smiles at the droid.
Zero!
Zero picks up a rifle from the dashboard, then turns back to find the child gone. His head swivels on its joints as he looks around, then he gets up and leaves the helm. Back on board the prison ship, Quinn points a finger at Mayfeld.
Do you have a name?
Mayfeld.
Well, Mr. Mayfeld, you're gonna get me the hell off this ship.
Hey, wait! What about your sister?
The escaped prisoner pauses in his tracks, then turns back and grins in his face.
What about her?
He pulls a blaster from one of Mayfeld's chest straps and continues on his way. The gunslinger stares after him bemusedly.
Nice family.
From the control room, the Mandalorian sees Berg and Shion splitting up at a junction. He presses some more buttons. He glances at the dead soldier on the ground, then steps over and kneels beside him. He collects the tracking beacon from the floor. Rising back to his feet, he stares at its blinking lights and draws his sidearm. Meanwhile, Quinn and Mayfeld creep cautiously around a corner and come upon the remnants of the security droids the Mandalorian destroyed in the shootout.
Mando always did hate droids.
See.
Mayfeld gives up on his comlink.
Whatever Rand promised, I'll see to it you get triple share.
Quinn pats him on the neck.
Just get him.
He backs away from Mayfeld.
You better be good for it.
Quinn spreads his arms and grins. He and Mayfeld go their separate ways. Elsewhere on the ship, Shion slinks down a corridor with a wicked smile on her face.
Mando.
Moving down a different tunnel, Berg unclips his comlink from his belt. He chucks it aside and draws a blaster in each hand as he proceeds under the flashing emergency lights. Back on board the Razor Crest, Zero climbs down the ladder into the cargo hold. Retrieving his blaster rifle from above, he continues to look for the child. His bug eyes discover the weapons locker lying slightly ajar. He throws one of the doors open, but all he finds inside is the Mandalorian's arsenal. Meanwhile, from behind a crate, the child spies out at him through some cargo netting. Zero alertly pivots his head and closes the locker door. As he resumes his search, the child retreats out of view. On the prison ship, Berg runs into a corridor where a door lowers shut behind him. He glances back at it, startled, then recognizes the control room up ahead. The red emergency lighting continues to flash as he walks inside. While he sweeps his blaster around at the control panel, a view through the slatted ceiling vents spies down on him from above. He reholsters his weapon. His devilish face scowls as he searches the room.
Where are you, little mouse?
A grappling line fires down around his neck and pulls tight. He spots the Mandalorian through the air vents. Giving the line a yank, the Devoronian pulls him crashing down to the floor in a heap. The Mandalorian draws his blaster, but Berg swipes it away. As he tries launching his whistling birds, his foe seizes his wrist and causes them to fire astray. The Mandalorian unholsters both of Berg's blasters, but the bruiser chops them from his hands and hurls him into the control panel. The Mandalorian sparks his flamethrower right into Berg's face. Emerging completely unscathed, the Devoronian bashes his foe's helmeted head on the control panel and drags it along the array before flinging him to the center of the room. Berg then delivers a kick that sends him reeling. Shion pauses in a corridor, listening, then pulls out a knife and takes off running. Back in the control room.
Let's see your face, Mandalorian.
Berg picks him up by the throat and grabs at his helmet, but his opponent somersaults backwards and uses the momentum to flip him into the doorway. The Mandalorian whips his vibroblade into a console, causing the door to slam down on the hulking Devoronian. Berg rises back up, forcing the door open on his broad shoulders. The Mandalorian pounds a control console, causing a secondary blast door to slam shut on Berg. Meanwhile, Shion comes tearing around a corner and pulls out her comlink.
Zero, where is he?
She picks a direction and stalks off. On the Razor Crest, Zero walks around, searching. The child ducks back behind the crate again. The droid peers down around the cargo netting, but sees no trace of him. On the prison ship, Mayfeld rounds another junction and heads into a dark corridor lit intermittently by the flashing lights. He wields a blaster in each hand, as well as in the robotic arm from his rig. Now, three patrol droids march into a corridor. Mayfeld pops out from around the corner behind them and lays waste to them with all three blasters. As he slinks past their sparking husks, the image wipes away to another corridor, where a caped figure steps into view far behind Shion, who pauses perceptively and closes her eyes with a grin. She suddenly turns and throws a knife, disarming the Mandalorian. Advancing on him, she unleashes more blades, which he deflects with his gauntlets. One of the knives hits its mark. As she lunges, the Mandalorian extracts the blade from his shoulder and puts it to her throat. At another cell block of strobing lights, Mayfeld proceeds at a tense pace. His three blasters sweep from side to side as he approaches a junction. A door up ahead rises open. Mayfeld crouches to a battle-ready stance, but sees no one on the other side. Relaxing a bit, he presses ahead. A mouse droid rolls past. The strobe lights reveal the Mandalorian lurking behind him, getting closer and closer with each flash. Mayfeld turns, but his nemesis manages to keep behind his back. Mayfeld wheels around. Back on the Razor Crest, Zero continues his hunt. Turning, he eyes the door to the sleeping quarters. On the prison ship, the escaped convict reaches the ladder leading up to the Razor Crest.
Quinn.
He pauses on the first rung. The Mandalorian strides into view from behind a corner. Head hung low, Quinn steps back down from the ladder and shoots him a knowing glance.
You killed the others.
They got what they deserved.
The Twi'lek angrily grits his pointy teeth. He turns, aiming Mayfeld's blaster, but the Mandalorian beats him to the draw.
You kill me, he don't get your money. Whatever Rand promised, I'll make sure you get it. And more. Come on, Mando. Be reasonable.
Quinn tosses his gun aside and takes a few bold steps closer.
You were hired to do a job, right?
He offers his wrists.
So do it. Isn't that your code? Aren't you a man of honor?
On the Razor Crest, Zero walks to the sleeping quarters and presses the button. The door opens. Finding the child inside, Zero straightens. The child holds out one of his little hands and shuts his eyes as the droid takes aim with his rifle. Zero's body sparks and keels over. Standing there behind him, the Mandalorian holsters his blaster, then kneels down to the wide-eyed little child. Now, the Razor Crest separates from the Republic prison transport. Pivoting away, it fires up its twin engines and makes the jump to light speed. From his cockpit, the Mandalorian watches a cloudy wormhole give way to the stretched-out streaks of stars as he drops back out of hyperspace. The Razor Crest approaches Rand's station. The Mandalorian cycles his controls and uses a targeting screen to navigate toward an open hangar. From his chop shop, Rand watches the Razor Crest set down in front of him on its landing struts. He steps forward, grinning. The gangway lowers to reveal Quinn with the Mandalorian standing behind him. Rand's smile falters for a moment as the escaped convict swaggers down the ramp. They share a hug. The Mandalorian comes down next and approaches Ran. The bushy-bearded mastermind squints inside the ship.
Where are the others?
No questions asked. That's the policy, right?
Yeah, that is the policy.
I did the job.
Yeah, you did.
He reaches into his coat, pulls out a small pouch, and tosses it to the Mandalorian.
Just like the good old days.
Yeah, just like the good old days.
They exchange a nod, then the bounty hunter walks back up the ramp with the other two scowling after him. The Mandalorian presses the control at the top. As the gangway closes, Quinn stalks closer with a sharp-toothed grin. The Razor Crest lifts off from the hangar floor. The Mandalorian puts it in reverse. Ran waves goodbye as it backs out of the station. The Razor Crest pivots away from the hangar opening and flies off with its twin engines aglow. While Quinn watches it go, Ran presses a comm control on a pillar.
Kill him.
The floor opens up and an aerodynamic spacecraft emerges from the opening. It's heavily armed with cannons and missile launchers. Looking down at his pocket, Quinn pulls out the tracking beacon from the prison ship.
What's this?
Ran takes it from him and eyes its blinking lights.
Bastard.
They both look out toward the Razor Crest and see three X-Wing fighters dropping out of hyperspace in front of it. They head for the station.
Yeah, I got a clear signal on the tracking beacon.
Copy that.
While Quinn gawks at them, Ran hands him the tracking beacon and starts backing away. The Twi'lek squints at the approaching fighters.
Are those X-Wings?
Yep. That's definitely a tracking beacon.
Looks like they're launching a gunship.
Copy. Going in.
The X-Wings open up into attack position and open fire on the station. Quinn flees as explosions rock the hangar and destroy the gunship before it can launch. The Razor Crest leaves the station far behind. The Mandalorian makes the jump to light speed. Seeing the hyperspace tunnel outside his cockpit, he relaxes. The child rides beside him in a jump seat. As the Mandalorian unscrews the shiny knob from his control throttle, the little one's ears pivot inquisitively.
I told you that was a bad idea.
He holds out one of his three-fingered hands, and his guardian gives him the knob. The Mandalorian goes back to piloting, the shimmering blue lights of hyperspace reflected on his armor. Meanwhile, on the prison ship, Shion peers out through a barred window. She turns to Berg and Mayfeld, locked up in a cell with her. Both males lie nursing their heads. Shion paces around, looking for a way out, then defeatedly clings to a window bar and hangs her head. Red emergency lights continue to flash throughout the cell block. As the rectangular quad-engined prison ship hurtles through space, the picture cuts to black. We'll be right back. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Nicole Zanzarella.